Compiled with 2011 data, the report finds more than 131.8 million people in the U.S. live in counties with unhealthy levels of ozone or particle pollution. Jeff Seiler is CEO of the American Lung Association of the Northeast.
State of the Air gives letter grades or pass-fail grades to 900 counties with air quality monitors across the U.S. It also ranks the top 25 least polluted and most polluted metro areas.
Ozone and particle pollution grades have improved in upstate counties monitored. Seiler says that although the grades given are better than in previous years, they are not grades that any student would want to brag about, with a few exceptions. Albany's rating has gone from a D to a C. Saratoga has gone from D to B. Among the worst offenders, Westchester and Putnam counties, Fs have risen to Ds on the latest report card. Grades for ozone and short-term particle pollution were based on a weighted average air quality standard the ALA establishes for each county. A county exceeding that average 9 days or more received an F, 7 days or more a D, 3 to 6 days more a C, 1 to 2 days a B, never exceeding the average, an A. Janice Nolan is Assistant Vice President of National Policy for the American Lung Association.
The data we use come from the official monitors for two of the most widespread types of pollution, ozone, sometimes called smog, and fine particle pollution, PM2.5, sometimes called soot. And we only provide grades for counties with monitors. That's about 900 of the nation's 3,068 counties.
Putnam County improved its grade for ozone from F to D. Rockland County, which wasn't rated last year, received a C for its ozone grade. Orange County went from a D to a C. Dutchess County's grade for ozone remained a D. ALA's Vice President of Public Policy and Communication, Michael Silbeck, points out that the air quality is better today than when the association began its reporting 14 years ago. He says two New York cities made the list of cleanest cities for ozone pollution,
which means they had no days during the period for unhealthy levels of ozone pollution. And those were the Rochester, Batavia, Seneca Falls, and Utica Rome.
Westchester and Ulster counties' grades for short-term particle pollution remained Bs. Again, Janice Nolan.
The raw ingredients for ozone come out of the gasoline emissions, coal-fired power plants, and emissions from chemicals. And those raw ingredients combine in the atmosphere to form ozone. So it often shows up downwind of where the original sources of those raw ingredients are.
Five New York counties received flunking ozone grades, including Queens County, the only county in New York to receive a worse ozone grade than last year. Two California cities topped the lists of worst polluters.
Ranking as the most polluted city for particle pollution on both of our measures is Bakersfield, California. Though it's probably improved its level, it's improved its level to the best ever for particles that we've looked at. Los Angeles remains as our most polluted city in the nation for ozone. But the best news is that this is the best year that they've had since we started looking at it. It's the least number of days with unhealthy levels of ozone. They have reduced by about a third their ozone burden.
Michael Silbeck offers recommendations for improving air quality.
We must increase the amount of renewable energy sources being used. We must retire the oldest, dirtiest power plants in the state. We must decrease our carbon footprint. We must decrease the combustion of biomass and the use of outdoor wood boilers. And we must continue the progress we've made in moving away from old, dirty diesel engines to cleaner, newer engines. And lastly, a word of caution. We must reiterate our stance that New York must not lift the moratorium on hydrofracking until they can ensure that air quality is not going to be made worse through the industrialization of areas which currently have good air quality.
The report found that of the 12 Massachusetts counties with air pollution monitors, only three improved one letter grade for ozone pollution. Essex County jumped two grades from an F to a C. Four counties, Hampshire, Worcester, Bristol, and Dukes, received an F. That's actually an improvement from the 2012 report that gave six Massachusetts counties failing grades. In Connecticut, Fairfield County received an F for ozone pollution, despite rising above the ranks of worst ozone offenders. The three Vermont cities monitored, Bennington, Chittenden, and Rutland, scored in the A to C range on all points. There's a link to the full report on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.